relaying the words that have come through the higher selves of my clients. Dear reader, this book is as much mine as it is yours. And by picking it up to begin with, I am certain this information is looking for you as well. This book is dedicated to you. A Hypnotist's Journey to the Secrets of the Sphinx, Chapter 1. A Woman Named Christie. After publishing A Hypnotist's Journey to Atlantis, I eagerly wanted to continue working with my subject, Jen, to uncover more information about the aftermath of the lost civilizations of Lemuria and Atlantis. However, as with any QHHT session, there is no telling where the higher self will take my client and where our journey will go. And with Jen, it was the same. We had previously learned that sometime around the 1970s, Jen had uncovered and tried to share this information, only to be called crazy, lobotomized, and eventually kill herself. Upon working together again, we quickly learned there was much more to this story that still needed to be uncovered. And for this reason, the higher self took us there. Below is our session and the beginning, or could you say, the continuation of our story. Let's drift and float to the most important time and place that has information that we would like to find to help you in the very best way that we can. What do you become aware of? I seem to be in a school, and I'm walking down the hall. All the lockers look very narrow and painted with a bright orange, burgundy, and yellow color. And these colors are made into a repeating pattern throughout this hallway. It has this weird effect when it ripples down the hallway with that pattern and color. Looks like the halls are very empty. Everyone's in class. I can see the classrooms as I'm passing by the doors. What does it look like inside the classroom that you pass by? It looks like it's almost summertime, and all the windows are open. There are these long vinyl sheets that cover the windows that you pull down and look like long canvas and plasticky looking things. The sun is beating in through the room, and the kids look like they're all sweating because they're all wearing cotton, and most of them have their shirts open at the top to let some air in because it's so hot. What do the desks look like? The desks are a combination of wood and metal. They are all one piece, and the chair connects to the front of the desk. The wooden part of the desks has a high gloss to it, and the metal has like a greenish tinge to it. Why are you in the hallway? I don't feel well. I have a pass that I've gotten, and I'm going to the nurse's office. I feel sick from the fight that I had this morning with my mother and her husband. Tell me about this fight. I woke up to the sound of him screaming, yelling at us both. He was yelling at my mother first and then at me for no reason. He was just in a bad mood because there was no milk left. He has coffee in the morning and the milk bottle was empty, and that made him just flip out completely. He pulled my mother out of bed by her hair and dragged her down the steps. Then he opened the fridge, which was a 70s-looking fridge, and he threw the milk bottle across the room at her. I could hear the loud crack as the glass shattered all over. I ran downstairs to see what was going on, and when I got there, he started yelling at me the second he saw me. He suddenly diverted his anger at me instead of her, and she was heaped over crying on the floor, trying to pick the pieces of the milk bottle up, and cutting her hands. Her hands were full of blood dripping from the fingertips. I remember her two fingertips looked the worst. They were full of blood, the middle and the pointer finger, and was grotesquely mixing with the glass on the floor.